With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. South Korea expresses concern and regret over a U.S. immigration raid at a factory in Georgia.
South Korean automaker Hyundai manufactures electric vehicles at the plant. Officials say the raid resulted in a significant number of South Korean nationals being detained. The South Korean Foreign Ministry did not provide an exact figure, but describes the number of detained South Koreans as large. The ministry does not confirm or deny South Korean media reports that roughly 300 South Koreans were among the 450 people detained. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Texas has passed new laws on summer camp safety after the devastating July 4th flooding.
Families of some of the children who were swept away by the Guadalupe River joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Austin as he signed a set of bills reacting to the deadly July 4th flooding.
Improved and safer camp safety is now law.
At least 136 people, mostly in Kerr County, were killed. The new measures prohibit summer camp cabins in dangerous flood zones, require operators to develop detailed emergency plans, and allocate funding from the state's Rainy Day Fund to help pay for warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. Audio courtesy KVUE. I'm Jennifer King.
It won't be easy, but Elon Musk could become the world's first trillionaire.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total.
This is SRN News. Tim Kaine doesn't like the Declaration of Independence.
The Founding Fathers wrote that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. But Kaine, the Democratic senator from Virginia, finds that troubling. During a recent meeting of the Foreign Relations Committee, Kaine said, quote, "The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator is extremely troubling. That's what the Iranian government believes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President J.D. Vance met this week with families and victims of the deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis. Vance, who converted to Catholicism in 2019, visited the Annunciation Catholic Church a week after an attacker opened fire during the first Mass of the school year. The vice president and his wife held private meetings with the parents of two children who were killed and families of some of the 21 who were injured. He told reporters he'd never had a day that will stay with him like that day did. The gunman committed suicide at the scene. This is SRN News. Google has a major case with the European Union.
Google has been hit with a $3.5 billion fine from the European Union in an ad tech antitrust case. The European Union says Google breached the bloc's competition rules by favoring its own digital advertising services. It's the fourth antitrust penalty for the company. The bloc's executive branch, the European Commission, also ordered Google to end its self-preferencing practices and address conflicts of interest in the advertising technology supply chain. The decision comes more than 2 years after the European Commission announced antitrust charges against Google. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump hosted a dinner Friday night for members of Congress in the newly paved White House Rose Garden, telling them that they were the first gathering of what was dubbed the Rose Garden Club. And the president says he will host next year's Group of 20 summit at his golf club in southern Florida. He says it's the best location for the event. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.